Smiley, I'm sure she'll take her guest to Clare Shaw, Clare Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, which is called Clare Gael. In Clare Gael, we have a strand in the English language as to Snyer Ye Elias a Hilg, and there's quite another separate strand in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Durish. Well, Hayacht, Moilia, Soilia, congratulations to Nigel Crowe, Rai Blian of Ananin. We heard from Nigel as he spoke with Phil Glon there in Gulda's Gargan, and you'll be able to hear more about that award ceremony in Shachlay this Thursday evening at 6 here on Manx Radio. Well, despite being an important figure in Manx history, it's not clear whether the son of the Reverend John Christian, vicar of Kirkmackle, was named Edward or Edmund Christian. But we'll stick to Edward Christian in this edition of Clare na Gael. It's also not clear exactly when he was born. Sometime between 1590 and 1600 is suggested. As the Skeeline Sahilg, to Jonathan Harker, a drapple er bourd couch, the whole red gus castle Dracula, the chonel the lie er jit gus close and tie air, gus treated clash and machon and journey shaw ege, tan hootsmoo jow jean ersen, the chimoy. This coming Tuesday, the 25th of January, is the anniversary of the birth of Scottish poet Robert Burns in 1759. We'll start with young Scottish band Bleolam, having fun with the well-known lyrics by Burns, which he set to a tune called The Miller's Wedding. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, bis gol er skeljena wo stulish, alian vanning.
Buddy, need a buddy cry. Ill cause he has a buddy, name is he high. Yet all the lads they smile at me when coming through the rye. Can a buddy meet a buddy coming through the tin? Can a buddy greet a buddy, need a buddy friend? Ill cause he has a buddy, name is he high. Yet all the lads they smile at me when coming through the rye. Among the tin that is a swain, I dearly love. But what's his name and where's his home, I dunna care to tell. He'll call as he has a buddy, name is he high. Yet all the lads they smile at me when coming through the smile at me when coming through the rye.
Scottish band Bleolam with vocals by Cara McNeil and Burns's lyrics Coming Through the Rye. And perhaps unusually for Clare na Gael approaching Burns Night, that's our only nod in that direction this time. Edward Christian was the second son of the Reverend John Christian, who was vicar of Mackle for 45 years, from 1580 to 1625. He was, in fact, the first Protestant vicar of Mackle. His son, Edward, went to sea. And subsequently, Edward became very wealthy because he went to work for the East India Company, and he obviously succeeded very highly. Perhaps through aristocratic backers of the East India Company, Edward Christian came to be among the entourage of George Villiers, who was a court favourite. Edward Christian accompanied George Villiers and the then Prince of Wales, who was later Charles I, to Spain when their mission was to woo the Infanta and arrange a royal marriage for Charles. Well, it was all a bit of a disaster, but George Villiers was made Duke of Buckingham in 1623, and Edward Christian accompanied him to the royal court of James I. Through Buckingham's influence, Edward Christian was appointed to a Royal Navy frigate, the Bonaventura, of 37 guns. Dod mi clashen paltia fogl va guller aure de menic, foglen quech. Erno drau imad de yeshunacht an sa chonel. Maso de fair gau mi a foglior polyglot em as ma foga, as ren mi den shira. Signed out grain a rowed cor creach on him, sonden mastock fa ordog, and jowl, porkwail, urine, stregoica, butch, vurlock as wulkoslak, nisjow as a bunchedanok, and derie Slovakish as an jaelia Servianish, son ridenach ta eder conriach, the Suder Faller. Memorandum. Signed out Briach Jane Hout Machion the Fach Reduin Shaw. Tregauschen Tayach Dren and Chonel McGeet Dorison Tayach, as Lorisha Treshaw Vergit the VJ Moods Moor de Lur, Olu Ginnel Cowra a Crash, as Renna Jiracha de Verorum. Lash Pert the Goliad, hugged me er Koch Royaltach. Dinch thou, na von bunje. Now, from their 2015 album, Dom Whelians, which means revolution, this is Cornish band Sgwardia, with Matthew Clark, Matty Ap Dewi, leading the way on his own song, Pulsanella, Breathing Pause.
Cambron, few trees, the well as Stuth and Drena, her bayonets in a dome, in a hole on, I crop the devil, oh, court of the man. Kenworth Gris, a pallet and a door. Cross the devil, ill hit well, and it weather. Head low at the ill boss, near the burst door. Sell was you, my paws and Ellen. Sell was you, my paws and Ellen. Sell was you, my paws and Ellen. Sell with you, my paws and Ella. Sell with you, my paws and Ella. If you will, crafty, termin fella, crafty, devil view. Kevin Ross, Penrilla, and a Baltic weather. A propious Randallo. Sell Colonel all. Raise all the cavils, Lee as a brander. Head the negus come from Council Burgon. Can't name work than BBC. Yes, Colonel, the workbook ran enormous. A Brennan Randallo kept his LLMC. Pippa Jolden, Stanmorian, Akahonan. Truck a gold barrel pair this term in here. Gel was once with Busy Meckian's Colonel. With Izzy O'Connor's in Daphne and Decatur. Sell with you my Mars and Ellen. Sell with you my Mars and Ellen. Sell with you my Mars and Ellen.
Cornish band Sguardia and Paul Zanella. Her awe arldach de chor freger dawig a hoiacht. Ach tre hwyr e maach draw mi ma hosnach. Renny salsach a maach daw dyn ei olus na codon fe nain droch hwyl. Chyraw sio ro tadnys ach er ma hon. Ciar chaws fa mi gol toiach de gol gysynyd nach bion daw di chyt gweld dynia na raw enna mer. Ach, Fad a chwlio ffech dyn dy fei chod dwy sy chrei ys, chod trim siach ys, chod yri siach, na dob mi ach fei begyn tochtach. Cha dyn am dyrwyd arach yn siliau gerynach em er clos yn taeach ys yn tionolega dy ei ffwli chaslasach, wliw cor crosiag o'r hwyn. Chawds fad ni'n siad ym y gyd yn e, as a chwlra hege dy gwlio gyn me oleander, Taech gamlesel. Tami, yn gholiachan me oleander as de vilgin norid yns tubagan genia fa cruniach a magit me na chlos. In 1626, Edward Christian married Elizabeth Maycott, the daughter of Sir Cavalier Maycott. And the following year, Edward and Elizabeth and her father, came to live in the island. They lived at Lieg, where Edward and Elizabeth had two sons, Robert and John. Edward Christian, as a successful and wealthy man, came to the attention of the Lord Strange, James Stanley. James Stanley's father, William, the 6th Earl of Derby, was to live on to 1642, but from 1627 James Stanley was running the Stanley's affairs. And James Stanley wrote, "I was newly got acquainted with Captain Christian, whom I observed soon to have abilities enough to do me service. I was told he'd already made himself a good fortune in the Indies, that he was a Manxman born, but, which took most with me, that when he offered his service it was on these terms, that he'd be contented to hold the staff until I chose another." Thank you. Mira Royal on harp with the composition Deep in the Earth, joined there by the fiddle of David Kilgallen from Mira's second album called Woven. As Liorish and Hjol Shen to Fisain, the Velshaw, Stashun the Nashun, Radio Vanim, as she clane gale to the clash in Cartnish, Merampine, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
James Stanley's letter in reference to Edward Christian continues. For the pay, he so little valued that, as he'd be content to do service without any, or as little of it as it pleased me. He is excellent good company, as rude as a sea captain should be, but refined as one that has civilized himself half a year at court, where he served the Duke of Buckingham. And in fact, James Stanley appointed Edward Christian to be lieutenant and captain, and later deputy governor of the island, and even protected Edward Christian against a very powerful figure at court, Sir Thomas Wentworth, later the Earl of Strafford. Wentworth accused Edward Christian of being in league with pirates operating from Ireland. Edward Christian was required to go to London, but excused himself on a couple of occasions because, he said, of illness. The official outcome of the situation seems to have been lost to us, but Edward Christian evidently survived it, despite the standing of Wentworth and this talk of the pirates from Ireland that he was supposed to be assisting in some way. Esh rennen immer nach ein, es ne trusen lein li nege, kudach a sledden aie taia gimmenach, gotza, tad greiru, polter le chip berskin a kier kabel begege, as utzen gielen rechielen, as rauschen teuach dernen journe. De lier va aglen sken junach as schilje, as kunjen, lesch eile de riert chouds waschen gimmen a red, Na jai, de bech fisser vei em er a gler, na lizag dau grei er na glerichen, va na koch roilti em de lort, fudi na djinnach ei er djitli am de cho siad cho eisach. Roin va tolu glas clinach na lai, ledden de cheildjen as de urgent biljach, as unsho as unshen, krink einach, krunich les klampen de viljen, na les tayen erniach, as nyn gingel dol dis a red. De chulio vol wa Leonard Erskine Tickleus do leen mes oil. Now this is a song in Breton. It's about a big dance. It's called An Dance Ver, and it's sung by, well, I'm not sure, I was going to say Dom Duff. It could be Dom Duff, perhaps. I'm really not sure. But anyway, this is it. Om da var gammalt dans Om det råra bit for å ta sær På sitt glissen og sær Har i vei og hvor i vei Fred is on winking that I gone is a bar a competitive no her what walk is in and walk is in now you need on a suit and in a hand on gone it a speak what but me man as he stay upon it and upon it and Ha ha ha.
dans un héros rabais de fort, t'en salvas et quiz, s'en la serre arrivé au bout du verre au bout. Agamé ha ferere, som dinkanare, gane sabara, comperere, roahe, vaguagwe, zinnan, wagwe, zinnan. Agamé ha ferere, som dinkanare, gane sabara, comperere, roahe, vaguagwe, zinnan, wagwe,
a singer from Plouescad, a coastal village just northeast of Brest in Brésisel, Lower Brittany, the western part of the country, that was Dom Duf, with the song and danse vert, the big dance. Oul, Plumbus, Pier, Shillish. As Goudsvashing Gimmon Shah, Dod me fagan the fair glass for the bilgen, scaled harish lesh na petlan yegich. Stiach mach maast yn y crinc claddau sio yn snyta chyter mor yn Mittelland, fan red gulrosh, as chael ei hun, as col ei hun, chawds fe sgeb yn mygyt y chrwyl fferach, na fe dunt mwy e king sprangach na ceiljyn jws, fa rai sys liadu yn y crinc yn sios yn sien, gwrish loddach yn ail. Garw fan red, och, Fos fe gian dy rawsion golrys dy tafi, le stris as cadjinus. Hydod mi tigl yn tre sien creif y bwn o'r yn drys sio. Och, blwyr fe dy raw yn imanach sledyn cwrych dy cew yn tre sgira ond ros yn borgo prwnd. Fe erne inch daw dy fel yn red sios y tawra, mae y basl. Och, na raw dau erne chor lwg sniachtach yn y iawra. There was evidently some falling out between Stanley and Christian, with Edward Christian subsequently being dismissed from the deputy governorship. However, with the outbreak of the Civil War, Edward Christian's leadership abilities led to his appointment by James Stanley as Sergeant Major of the island's forces, which was in fact the island's highest military post. In 1643, James Stanley, by now the 7th Earl of Derby on the death of his father the year before, left the island to go and fight for the king, King Charles, of course, by that time. The island was under the military control of Edward Christian, with the Earl absent. But Edward was of the long-established Christian family. His father, John, had been born at Milntown, and Edward Christian's grandfather was Deemster William MacChriston, as it was still given in the older style at that time. The Christians were amongst the Manx families with a lot of landed interests and powers arising from the rights and privileges of the island as an ancient kingdom. But these were the landed interests and rights and privileges which the Stanleys were seeking to erode and make it a feudal kingdom instead. Now here's a lovely bit of Sean Nor singing from Stéphan O'Coulon, Caislán Inéil.
Scared is long on the Siam y leon i gyr yn a chwyn o'ch dy tŵs. Os y tŵw o'ch i'r un ys y byrwl. Os y byr y com e sialau gyd o lŵn. Ahoir tu aram tilu Ahasi chedi shar knilatin morun Ahasi chet far yargir Stahan ish lifti shawadir mestu Stahan gardin shab wasuch Es graban tab mishel amin Sagah paus ta fosam Snah bilach yad na wak turiau Nier klashun kyol klashi Sahan trai chab nai kyol bin nien Asa dil magrawem Kulin alid nyga kushlan nil Asa kushlan nil Tahan tishud wanim samgral Ag sog mish sibishti Samahalen gyr yng adnys gan slw Amor lam se tirwyn Ahas is mori le capa mars bri Snach mar lam se poste Le mos dorin tag shan nil So gish lan nil Tahan tishud wanim samgraw Ag sog mish spishti Ham len gerang adnes gan tlual Zer chaloch ti muhir Sam chun I an snu a chalin mograw Has sawil nid le fonen An real tolish tar malish utal
A winner of the Corn I Réide for Sian Nó singing at an Tirochtas, that was singer from Connemara, Stéphane O'Coolongan. With James Stanley absent, Edward Christian raised the Manx forces in rebellion against the Stanleys. James Stanley returned post-haste, and by diplomacy and by threats, managed to isolate Edward Christian. Others stood back to let the responsibility fall almost solely on him. His subsequent trial showed an amazingly democratic sentiment. Apart from protecting the interests of the landed families from the feudal aspirations of the Stanleys, Edward Christian also sought an elected House of Keys, something that wouldn't come to pass for another 220 years. He also sought the Deemsters to be chosen by the Keys. He was probably imbued with the democratic ideas of one of the factions of the parliamentary cause. It was by no means a single issue cause, the parliamentarian ones. It was divided into many factions. There were those who fought for religious freedom and those who fought for political reasons, sometimes a combination of them, particularly refuting the idea that the kings were appointed by God to rule. Sanach sio tein iawch y sôl yr eisyn chwyd smwyd yr egin ond na car peddi, er nod yn eisian tradisiwnau na fel ydw fe ernyn gwmwl sws yn sted mai. Ond na sian lein chyrawn y hospedar yn giri carachyd, er al dy jinnach na tyrg yn smwnion dy rawyd jinn y wyrlw, dy chorres diach o'n saidwr yn diori. Y sanach sian corles dy byw y caga fyrryw ond rhychyd chi brys y mach. Chow hall jay crink glad a bulgo sus a vittle land, giri sus lurgian moora the chelgian, rish enon an urgen a carpe di heen. an chow yeshes an chow chiejin, vatn in shadu mar turin, as green an yaster saljain the sledden oru, as saljik amach dehen gloroi lulyun an rhein elen shaw, gorm dorache as purple on scadu in the speakin, glasses dawn bolva fair as Craig mestich. Twin fiddles of Sean Phillips and Cas Meirig playing Tia Garth from Wales. You may remember Cas Meirig being here for an chryniach and playing the Welsh crwth while she was here. Stasiun yn asiwn, sy'n ei ddiffyr, sy'n radio fanyn, sy'n Claire Nigel, ty'r y chlas yn cartnys, sy'n Robert Cytyn Carswyl mys, Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fy rŵrt gyn cion, jy Craig yn byrach, ys carach yn gybach, derfod sio hi'n cael sy'n odyd, bol fan y spik yn sniachtach giri sŵs dy mŵr. On shores and shen virgin the way scort and fee wurns the slasion. Nindrood, chowds gow and green toyach der golshis. Honig shin nash is nish. Skel ben the ustje for tujum. Ren fair jay machum regan, benton rish marai, chowds vashin skaber magit bun jay cronk, as renshin forsledun speak erd. The clue, gamalishal, renshen forsledun, speak erd the clue, vacudich lesnyachta. Vajin, chas vashin luba rosher and red caddy ein, de ve kat chow vilu jin. Jich, isten shek, stoil ye, as hug a crosha gerson heen da haramach. Chaws fa sy'n cadw roen yn red ein gyn cion, as ren yn grin sy'n gael na sinchla as na sinchla chaw chwlw jyn, gaws sgadw yn yn iast ar beg dy snaws diach ma gyd ymwn. James Stanley realised that executing Edward Christian would make him a martyr, so he fined him 1,000 marks and imprisoned him in Peel Castle. And there he stayed for some 8 years, until, in 1651, came the popularising of Edward Christian's kinsman, William Christian, Ilium Dawn. With the success of the Parliamentarians, Edward Christian was released from Peel Castle. However, I've suggested that he was associated with one of the factions within the Parliamentarian ranks, there were deep divisions, particularly after the death of Oliver Cromwell and his ineffectual son Richard. There was a strong army faction under Generals John Lambert and Charles Fleetwood, which saw power residing in the army and its leaders, something we've seen in many countries over the years, of course, military juntas. There was a faction also which sought the supremacy of a democratic parliament. Parliament had been dismissed for many years by the Lord Protector, Oliver Cromwell, who was king in all but name. Now, this set of lyrics was by Edward Farragher, Neddy Beg Homrai. And it's been set, they've been set to music and sung here by Annie Kizik. It's called O Vanin Vegreen.
O Vanin Vegreen, nonsen a con a lomacan, ta so milish con eagle nish lesh nagay. Tanara con reish, lehesh fras on a summacan, na crinkol ye comrade, lehesh ashen as fray. O van an veg elan an bol fa mi rugat, red chiaw mi meleg an dar egert an si. Rish liad I crang fil an bol fa mi trahagat, as bleg an ma conia fa gydiag mi. Na iai fa mi ainia dy golons tjeg i erud, dy hiol yr y cyn as yn alian dy gael. Yn sawr y dy liawr as yn giawr y dy gyrud, ond tjir ac yn aliad am men y crawel. Na ia hi o'n sashlish sy'n ni hern y ca, mae smonia gys man yn fyg man ac chyn de. Fan ish fegyd ma chwl ons taid ad na carcha, as ons mar y ren man ac o'r I gymre. Bol fam y chymrec yn ons leg yn myrec yn na chyd yn golma ag ddi istag sefai. Drefig na crinc feg y sol sien ond na nelyd as ffolion yn sai yn y creg yn sy trai. Ac edda fel olyw yn tre yn yl sia, as mis ewr o el hawd y sŵl fwys ma fôl. Ond smoniach tam I ffwds fod creg yn ystachar, meris ma cyd yn rawel yn yn ôl. O fan yn feg fi'n red ren ma hanner y cyntraw yn sny mar yn a siol er y cliw. Sy chief ec sy chyn yn bol fa ma frer y cyn ist ac ysgad yn clas yn cliad y ffog rhyw. Na iai tam I sech na tsan chen yn y mera, ti dol I me chel nes rish man anach dwi. Yn fel tar y chwyd ac ma ton am y mera, yn elion fai nain, pai yn jas gys y twi.
Annie Kizik and her setting of Neddy Begg's words, O Vanin Vegreen. With the deep divisions between different factions amongst the parliamentarians, there was a faction under General George Monk, which was becoming concerned at the situation and favoured restoring the monarchy, seeing that there were many people in favour of that throughout the country. Albeit, as they saw it, within limits, it had to be a monarchy which was guided by Parliament. In 1659, it appeared that the hardline army faction was in fact in the ascendancy. Whether that was the trigger or not, Edward Christian became involved in a plot. Edward Christian and the commander of Peel Castle, John Hawthorne, arrested the then governor, Thomas Challoner, and imprisoned him in Peel Castle instead. With Edward Christian apparently taking action on behalf of the hardline army faction, the news arrived then that the moderate General Monk was marching on London to support restoration of the monarchy. And, as a result, of course, it meant that the hardline faction was on the going down again. So Edward Christian again found himself arrested and was once again imprisoned in Peel Castle. And that was in January 1660. And there he remained, apart from a few days when he was allowed out to plead his own cause, but to no avail. He was sent back to Peel Castle and died there. Fy trymyd cwryd y sôl i'r eisiau nacht mor fe draw mwlach sniach dach y cliw ffos sail jain sy'n lai greinia. as we jean de we lonrige maag lesh ben jurgit mele voer. On shores on shen heishin sha check in the Slovaki, all you jousen seneda chaslisachok, ach raumi taster de rauen anglish on de piendach. Eg chowen rege ver imedi kroschen. As cows vashin skaber sha, hug all you machum regen krosha goruhin. On shores on shen, ver dinye bodach na ben bodach, ernin glunen rosh inad kajrik. Na ren irchin de mgeet chaus was in chithook. Ach, fa jean de ve on stayed on, but libreat heen sus on scrawiach, gin neither soul ne clish er a tail mui. Fa imedi ridden nordau, musam player rucken trech ons na bilgen. Now the words of this next song were written by Fred Weatherly. It was him who provided the lyrics for Roses of Picardy, Haydn Wood's well-known, well, most popular hit, I suppose. And here Fred Weatherly provides lyrics for music by Joseph Leopold Roerkel about the Skippers of St. Ives, and it's sung for us by the Four Lanes Male Choir, of course a Cornish choir. The Skippers of St. Ives, sung by a Cornish choir, not from St. Ives, in fact, but the Four Lanes male choir. As on shores on shen, va clampen eilen de vaid lubach, na stilk veinach sae jane gorish ergid, trud gladid mila na dulliganach. Eishes nish heishin sha leiter wagon, cart cajin a vody, lesh na vertebrae liaura gorish niau, rechit de ve fregertach, de an chormid na reja. The death of Edward Christian came on the 19th of January, and he was buried in the chancel of the church, which his father administered for so many years, the parish church of Kirkmackle. His sons subsequently erected a sundial on Mackle Church in his memory. The interment of Edward Christian in Mackle Church took place on the 22nd of January in the year 1661. Shenay was Clare Nagail here, sure. That's it. Until the next time, then, from Clare Nagail. Chris Pearson is here next with 2 hours of Chill Out Sunday. We finish with a medley performed by Skolchul na Gaeltacht, the Scottish National Centre for Excellence in Traditional Music, held at Plockton High School. As Masor von Peen, so from me, Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
It just remains for me to wish you a very good night. Eva, my creator, as Orsa Rie, as my Yerian shared you, will you?